Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture.
Personal application. January 29th, 2026. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. Inductive Bible study begins with three movements. Observation, what does the text say? Interpretation, what does the text mean? And application, what does the text require of me? Let us walk through Proverbs 3, 9, and 10 with this pattern in mind. Observation. This verse calls the reed to honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Immediately after this command comes a promise. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. The flow is clear. There is a call to action, followed by assurance of God's response. Keywords like honor, wealth, and first fruits point us toward God's rightful place as Lord over every resource we possess. Interpretation. To honor means to treat someone with weight, value, or importance. This means our finances are not neutral, they reveal what we truly value most. In Israel's agricultural world, first fruits referred to the very first and best portion of a harvest given to God before the farmer kept anything for himself. It was a tangible act of trust, declaring that God would provide the rest of the harvest. In today's context, giving our first fruits means setting aside the first and best portion of our income to honor God before addressing personal wants or needs. The promise attached is not a guarantee of wealth, but an assurance of God's faithful provision. Application: this passage challenges us to examine both our trust and our priorities. Do we give to God first, or do we give Him what remains? Generosity is a discipline that reveals whether we trust God for our needs. If we only give from our leftovers, we are showing that we rely on ourselves more than on Him. Applying this text may mean creating a plan to give regularly and joyfully to your church. It may also mean reordering your budget to reflect God's place of honor in your life. By practicing generosity, we declare that God is our provider and that worshiping Him matters more than clinging to possessions.